Senator Kerry and former Governor Howard Dean take their campaigns to Michigan, the site of Saturday's Democratic presidential caucuses. For Kerry, the state is a chance to rack up another win. For Dean, it's a critical place to show that his campaign still has a chance, despite losses in all of Tuesday's contests. NPR's Robert Smith reports Dean is trying to convince his supporters not to give up.
Before arriving in Michigan, Howard Dean made a quick stop in Madison, Wisconsin, not to talk to voters, but to rally his own troops. Madison was holding its monthly Dean meetup last night, a sort of half-cocktail party, half-political pep rally for Dean supporters. These parties are organized on the internet in hundreds of cities across the country, and they've set the tone for the campaign, grassroots, passionate, and freewheeling. But last night, Howard Dean reminded the Pack Tonight Club that there was work to be done.
We need your help. It is a lot of fun to come to this and have a hooting and hollering time and crank everybody up. We got to win the primary. We have to win the primary. In order to take this country back for ordinary people, we got to go out and get them to vote for it.
That plea summed up the frustration that's seeping into the campaign. For all the accomplishments of the Dean organization, the massive internet list, the dedicated volunteers, all the millions of dollars they raised and then spent, it just hasn't translated into primary votes. At the meetup, Dean supporters just couldn't understand why their candidate hadn't won a single primary yet. Greg Rendon, who goes to the University of Wisconsin Law School, said that maybe a grassroots-based campaign needs more time to grow.
As we've seen, the sort of excitement that he builds doesn't translate very well through media. I mean, a traditionally run campaign really relies on media. It relies on commercials. It relies on TV broadcasting. And so I think it's still on the up. You know, I think it's still growing. And it's not the end of it yet.
That message has become a mantra for Dean supporters. It's not over yet. A few days ago, to boost morale, the Dean campaign launched its own internet radio station to reinforce the message.
It's 9 p.m. and this is Nico.
And this is Zephyr.
And we're on the air with Radio for America, WDFA. Log on to radio.deanforamerica.com and check out the stream. Call us.
The nightly web broadcast features the kind of optimism about the Dean campaign that you don't hear on other media outlets anymore.
This campaign has come back because of the work of the grassroots out there, because of you folks who are calling in and contributing. Without you, without the grassroots, this campaign would be nowhere.
But even as the campaign is psyching itself up, the whole tone turns some voters off. University of Wisconsin student Jordan Stein was staying away from the Dean event last night. He says for all the bragging about Dean's grassroots organization, it's not very effective.
It's kind of the idea of preaching to the choir. They spend so much time, you know, supporting each other in their effort to get Dean the candidacy that they forget that there's so many other people out there who are, you know, so unsure. And outside their own meetups and little meetings and everything, there's the whole country out there, and it's not just, you know, the college town.
Back at the meetup, the Dean supporters are willing to consider that their candidate may never recover and win the nomination. 19-year-old Brian Shackman says that the organization that they built to support Dean would live on somehow.
I've been inspired by Howard Dean. I mean, he's inspired me to one day hopefully seek office and to follow in his footsteps. And I think so many people in this room have their own personal story of how they've been inspired by that power, by that message. And I think that that's larger than the campaign itself.
Shackman is willing to support any other Democratic candidate if Dean should lose. But others here aren't so sure. Jeremy Minella, a senior at the University of Wisconsin, isn't ready to compromise.
If America's not ready for Dean, then we don't deserve him. And if we're not, then you know what? I'll see you in 2008.
Of course, the Dean campaign still thinks there's a chance for the former governor to win in 2004. The plan is to grab a few more delegates on Saturday at caucuses in Michigan and Washington State, and then try for a big win in Wisconsin on February 17th. Robert Smith, NPR News.